This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
One book that documents the Judeo-Christian foundations of America is the book On Two Wings, written by Michael Novak. He is the author of more than 30 books and was awarded the $1 million Templeton Prize for Progress in Religion. In his preface, he says, "Although I've wanted to write this book for some 40 years, my own ignorance stood in the way. It took me a long time, time spent searching up many byways and neglected paths and fighting through a great deal of conventional but mistaken wisdom to learn how many erroneous perceptions I'd unconsciously drunk in from public discussion." He concludes that most of us grow up these days remarkably ignorant of the 100 men most responsible for leading this country into a war of independence and writing our nation's constitution. The way American history has been told for the last century is incomplete. Secular historians have cut off one of the two wings by which the American eagle flies. The founding generation established a compact with the God of Israel and relied upon this belief. Their faith is an indispensable part of their story. One example can be found in yesterday's discussion of the Declaration of Independence. While secular historians point to John Locke as the source of ideas embodied in Jefferson's Declaration of Independence, they usually fail to note the older influence of other authors and the Bible. Before Locke was even born, the Pilgrims believed in the consent of the governed, social compacts, the dignity of every child of God, and political equality. By forcing a secular interpretation on America's founding history, the secular historians ignore the second wing by which the American eagle took flight. It's time to look at the two wings of our history. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.